Don't know if I had the voice to even go through with this today, so I'm just going to listen.
Oh. Wind's whipping down the boardwalk.
Yeah, it's whipping down the boardwalk. I hate when that happens.
Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is?
Well, I think it's Christmas time, Bruce.
What?
It's Christmas time, Bruce.
What?
Christmas time.
Oh, Christmas time.
Yeah.
You guys all been good and practicing real hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Clarence, you've been
rehearsing real hard, so yeah. Saying to bring your new saxophone.
I had to get that part in.
It's Mike Mussinelli show, Christmas Eve special show, playing some Christmas tunes. We're devoting our heart to number 9, Nick Foles, and the miracle he's pulling off for the Philadelphia Eagles, which has to carry on for one more week. And I'm just looking at the lines, ladies and gentlemen. The Vikings started out as a 7-point favorite. It is now down to 5.5 because the Bears need to win the game. That's telling you a little something. Eagles, however, 7.5 down to 6.5. What? As Bruce would say. Huh?
You know, not the
people bet the Redskins? Josh Johnson? All right. Well, anyway, this miracle, I believe, will continue. And speaking of really heartwarming stories, I have to mention this. I read the story in the Inquirer on Sunday. The second part was today. The Rhodes Scholar from Temple University.
Yes.
See, that is an amazing story. A kid from North Philly.
Yeah.
Became a Rhodes Scholar. He's going to Oxford.
I know. I read it initially when it was first announced. I'm just
so... Let me get that kid on this week somehow. Can we get him on, Tyrone?
Yeah, I'll work.
I want to laud him.
I mean, have to... Friday.
Yeah, let's try to get him on Friday.
Well, I'll see if he's free.
I'm sure he's free. It's an amazing story.
Well, I don't know if he's free. Yeah, hopefully he's free.
It's an amazing story. I don't know if he's a sports fan or not, or whether he listens to the show, but it's a great story, man.
From a great school.
Yeah. The Rhodes Scholar comes out of Temple.
Yeah.
Now, Penn State, ironically, they have a hit the road scholarship that they give to Temple students who aren't worthy for Penn State.
Oh, okay.
So you can get the hit the road scholarship.
Which Penn State student was a Rhodes Scholar this year, Mike?
Oh, yeah, Mike.
Well, I was a Rhodes Scholar way back when. I turned it down. I didn't want to go to England.
That's not true.
I didn't like it. I'm sure there's been a Rhodes Scholar from Penn State. I don't know who it is, but...
Not that I can recall in recent memory.
There is a hit the road scholarship, though. But I fund that. Let's go to Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Mike, how you doing,
What's up, Kev?
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
I just want to ask you a question. At the beginning of the season, I called and said that I like Nick Foles and Carson, and I like Nick Foles when he was here the first time. But you wanted them to trade Nick Foles for number one, hopefully to get a number one
draft. Second round pick, yeah.
Oh, second round draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I know you're glad that they didn't do that, right?
Well, they would have had a second round pick. They didn't have one in the draft last year, so that would have been important. But the way things turned out, obviously. Okay. The way it worked out. Like, you know, but at the time, you didn't have this kind of knowledge. Come on, Kev.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he was value back then. I didn't think this was going to happen.
So now you think it's a miracle. I just think that he's playing well, and he's playing at a high level. The team is making plays. And one more thing. Mm-hmm. I would not trade Carson to the Giants. Ain't no way in hell I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm getting Saquon Barkley in the first round pick, knock yourself out. I'm trading. Come on, man. A first round pick and Saquon Barkley, the best running back in the league in a first round pick? You care that Wentz plays for the Giants?
I do not want another Deshaun Jackson.
What? No. What? Deshaun Jackson? What did he do?
He came back and haunted us.
Well, haunt where? What did they do? What if they ever won that team he went to? Where's he haunted you? Yeah, they haunted you.
Man, he killed us, man.
Kevin, come on. Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay doesn't haunt anybody.
I'm not trading, Mike. I'm not trading.
All right, Kevin, let's play winners. Let's play winners with the songs, all right?
All right.
Okay, let's go. Let's play our first winner. First Noel.
First Noel.
Johnny Mathis.
The angel did say was to certain.
All right, let's go with the challenger from the sidelines. Jingle Bell Rock versus the First Noel. Where are you going, Kevin?
The second one.
You're going Jingle Bell Rock.
Yes.
All right, Jingle Bell Rock wins the game and has the court.
Bye, Johnny.
I don't know if I have to go there with Jingle Bell Rock over there.
Yeah, I'm just bitter he beat Frank.
The lesser song won there.
That's the lesser song. But a lot of people like, for some reason that's unclear to me, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, so.
It's a fun song.
No, it's not fun. Not fun. No,
of course it's not.
Johnny Mathis is dead. Yeah, he's dead, right?
No, I think he's still alive.
He's old.
Is he still alive?
I think he's still alive.
I don't know, man.
I got a check.
Let me see.
I think Johnny expired.
Like a song.
Let's see. I got to see this now.
Let's check it out.
No, he's still with us. Yeah. 83.
See, he's still kicking.
Yeah, you never see him or hear from him.
Well, he's an old man now. My grandmother's a...
Tony Bennett's old. You still hear it from him.
You know, Tony Bennett's still spry. Not everybody's old
Johnny
and spry.
Johnny Mathis is 73.
83.
Old, 83.
Yeah, my goal is to...
How old is Tony Bennett?
I think he's 90. I'm serious. I think Tony Bennett's like 90.
Well, listen, man. Tony Bennett making Johnny look bad then.
Not yet. Well, I guess if you look at it like that.
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's see how old Tony Bennett is.
I thought he was, like, close to 90.
It says Johnny Mathis is still active.
No, he might still be on the tour.
Tony Bennett is 92.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
See?
He's still out there singing.
I know.
He's still putting out new albums,
They asked him in a 2017, yeah, last year's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York, they asked him to lip sync, and he was like, what? What is that?
Wow.
So they had to do a special hookup on his float to sing, because everybody else just played a backing track. He sang during the parade at 91 last Thanksgiving.
Amazing. He's amazing.
Because he had an album coming out.
I have to see him before he
still has that swing
goes.
Thing going, too, at 92.
Yeah.
He swings. See, all younger artists want to duet with him.
His album with Lady Gaga is phenomenal.
Yep, and then he did duets with Amy Winehouse before she passed and a whole bunch of other people.
So good.
Yeah. Good dad. Yeah. Jay in North Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jay.
Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Jay? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm just witnessing this miracle. I can't believe it. I got two things I want to say.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you about getting rid of Wentz. I look at it now like he's a liability. Foles is the future. Reason I say he's a liability because he's injury prone. And Foles, he has the chemistry of the locker room. All the guys in the locker room rally with Foles. So why would you give that up going forward in the future? And another thing about Wentz, he never won any playoff games. So we're going to wait till
he didn't get a chance to win any playoff games. So you're being overly harsh here.
I'm not. I'm speaking from an NFL perspective. This is a business.
But you can't hold that against him that he didn't win playoff games. He didn't get a chance to play. Now, had he played in the playoffs and did not perform, then you got an argument.
Right, but why would we sit and wait and we've been waiting for this? I'm 40. I've been waiting for this for a decade or so.
Yeah.
And I'm on this train with Foles. Everybody's rallying behind Foles and we're witnessing where he's going right now.
I can't deny it. I cannot deny it any longer. They seem to gravitate towards the kid.
Right, but do you think for a minute that Jeffrey Lurie is going to let Foles walk when Wentz is like a liability?
Well, he's not alive.
Who knows how he's going to come back off his injury?
Yeah,
he's not, either way, correct?
No, because the when you have a crack, that heals up. It actually heals stronger. So I wouldn't worry about that at all. And I don't think he's injury prone. I just think he's taking a ton of hits that he needs to avoid. So I don't think he's a liability.
Okay, but if he does get to a playoff game, right, he still is inexperienced. So we'll have to sit and wait to see what he's going to do when we are already dealing with a product over here. We know what he's capable of doing, and we know what he's doing.
I can't argue with your logic, bro. So, right. you know, the, you know, I'm on board. I'm on board with you. All right, now, are you ready for your, you want to play Winners in the Christmas tunes?
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm good. Come on, man. It's Christmas tunes.
1 month ban.
That's not the, that is not the holiday spirit.
Total not the holiday
ban.
Spirit.
Come on.
Nah, I'm good. Come on, man. Mm. It's good.
He might be one of the Kwanzaa
bah
household.
Humbug.
We apologize.
Bah humbug.
He's a Kwanzaa household.
It's good.
I apologize.
What did you say before this show, you don't know one black person celebrates Kwanzaa?
I personally do not know any,
really?
Anybody who celebrates Kwanzaa, no.
I brought up one.
From TV.
From TV.
Yeah.
Who's celebrating TV?
Kyle.
Kyle Barker on Living Single.
Yes.
Really?
Celebrated Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the only person I've ever encountered in my life.
Yeah, and this previous caller, so I'm glad we got to meet him. unless you got a Kwanzaa song, I'm out.
I don't roll with Christmas songs. Yeah, yeah. Nah.
So I apologize, sir.
Go to Aaron in Norristown. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Michael, happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
Thank you. Hey, so I guess after 470 yards and an Eagles record, you're on board with Foles.
I saw what I saw yesterday, brother.
There you go. I got you. But I tell you what's getting underplayed is Zach Ertz, who's paving his way to a Hall of Fame career, with setting the NFL record for tight ends, and he's 113 behind only Michael Thomas in the league. He's having an amazing year. He's on his way to a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, but you know what the people will say. But he doesn't break any tackles.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Uh-huh. So, Mike, I'll tell you what. If you want to do something, I want to make two quick points. Number one, after you get off the phone, why don't you do a comparison of Foles and Wentz's career, and which is almost identical statistically, wins, losses, yardage. It's eerily almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should look up, because it's not like it's coming out of nowhere that's happening. You know what, Mike? Remember that movie, Any Given Sunday, when Al Pacino is giving Jimmy Fox the lesson on definition of what a quarterback is?
Yeah.
They should take that and put the screen of Foles' last four miracles, including two of the best games I've seen in that building, probably the two best games except for the NFC Championship game in 1980. Yeah. That stadium, which I was at yesterday, was electric.
That was a great overall game with plays being made on both sides.
It was one of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Deshaun Watson was like Randall Cunningham yesterday.
Watching that entire game, and you know, you got to give the other team credit, but he's like, oh, the Eagles' defense is letting down. They're watching a budding star.
He was Randall. When he squirmed out of there and made that delivery, that's Randall. And then he threw the bomb in the back of the end, perfect throw in that back of the end zone. Well, they were great plays. I was wowed by that game.
Both quarterbacks were dropping dimes all game long,
yep.
Michael. And Foles was hanging with him and outplayed him just like he outplayed Brady in the Super Bowl.
All right, Aaron, it's time to play Winners. Right?
I'm with you.
All right, so we have Jingle Bell Rock was the survivor, has the court. Here's the next challenger to take the asphalt. Version of Deck the Halls here that we got.
I gotta keep Jingle Bell Rock on.
Wait a minute, we haven't heard Deck the Halls yet. Keep it going, Tyrone. You gotta hear the
Deck the Halls with bells.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fa la la in there.
Tis the season to be jolly. All right,
now, Aaron, you can make a better informed decision here. Where are you going with?
All right, you guys influenced me. I'm going with number two.
Fa la la.
Take the course.
You going Deck the Halls?
Absolutely.
All right. You got it. Deck the Hall survives. Who was that version by?
Pentatonix. Yeah.
Oh, Pentatonix.
Yeah.
They do a few Christmas songs.
They do. A couple made it because of all the versions of Deck the Halls, their version is the most popular.
Is that right?
In the nation.
I don't love that version.
Well, I'm not crazy about that version either.
No.
I like a more solemn version.
Same. I think Dean Martin has a great version.
I let the people decide.
All right.
The masses have decided that
Deck the Halls, Rapido.
Yeah, that one is, uh-huh. That album was very popular. It was the most popular Christmas album since Mariah's Christmas album, so a couple years back.
Really, Pentatonix.
Yeah, that was very popular.
Their version of Hallelujah is really incredible.
Yeah,
I was hoping to see that on here.
They make the, because not really, that's not,
that's
really,
not
a
really a Christmas song.
That's
I know.
Not a Christmas song.
All right. Well, we got Deck the Halls surviving. Waiting for its next challenger. Jess in Fairmount, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jess.
Happy holidays, Mikey.
What's up, buddy?
You, Natalie, and Tyrone. So, it's great to be an Eagles fan this time of year. It's like playoffs start early for us. But I agree with you. But hear me out. I got a different perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been saying we should trade Carson since the Dallas game if we can get a King's ransom. When I was looking at it, you said something similar. I was throwing out two first rounds, a second round, and Jalen Ramsey to Jacksonville because he's not going to stay there. A lot of my buddies think I'm nuts. We've been wanting a franchise quarterback. We got him. Now we're trying to move him. But my rationale isn't like you where you're saying, oh, Nick Foles, he's doing amazing things. He's great, and I think he could be a quarterback for the short term. It's great what he did last year, the Super Bowl. But I'm looking at it from a business sense. Carson Wentz, if you sign him, no one's going to disagree. He's great. You got to sign him to a max deal. He's going to be the highest paid player in the league at the time. We have too many holes. We need a running back. We have a weak offensive line. We don't have a speed wide receiver. Our secondary's weak. If you could get a King's ransom for him, I think that's a great deal. You look at teams in the last, what, decade. Aaron Rodgers won his first Super Bowl, only Super Bowl. He got paid. They never won anything after that. Drew Brees won his initial Super Bowl. Then they had 5 or 6 years of 8-8, never won anything. They're only relevant the last 2 years. Flacco with Baltimore, same thing. Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, they got paid. They haven't done anything. Russell Wilson gets paid after winning one. They're not there. The only exception, Tom Brady, he takes a pay cut year after year. So, I mean, look at it, right? If you're a Green Bay fan and you know that you could win the one Super Bowl like you did, 10 years go by and you didn't win anything, if you could go back in time, would you trade Aaron Rodgers instead of signing to max money for a King's ransom? I think you would.
I would say no.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
Yeah, listen, here's the question I ask. And this is a pretty curious question because it's dangerous to come up with it. Is Carson Wentz the last franchise quarterback colleges are going to produce?
No.
Okay, so if you've got Foles, you rest easy until you draft another franchise quarterback.
I agree.
All right, Jess, you want to play winners?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's play winners with Jess. All right, the winner, of course, is Deck the Hall so far, and now the challenge. All right, go ahead.
The stars are brightly shining.
All right, that's the challenger. Deck the Halls was the... You want to play a little Deck the Halls? All right, the challenger was Oh Holy Night. Pentatonics. Deck the Halls. All right, where are you going?
I'm going Challenger.
You're going with Oh Holy Night.
That's right.
All right, you got it. I think that was the wise choice. That is a beautiful version.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh Holy Night has to stay on the court for a while here.
Well,
I'm
guessing. It's
Mariah, too.
Mariah, it was the most popular version in all of the land.
Is that right? Oh Holy Night. That could be a survivor for a long time.
That's actually credit to Mariah. All the big standard singers sang a version of this song, and she beat everybody. Sinatra, Nat King Cole.
Well, everybody sang
that song, and she...
She hits those high notes. She's the only... One of the only singers that can really get that whistle tone that you hear where she gets her voice so high-pitched that I think for songs like that where it has, like, that, you know, cadence, she just kills it in everything.
Yeah, it's a tremendous version. All right, so I'm looking now at the draft class for quarterback in 2020, not 2019, because that stinks. 2020. If you root with Foles, you can draft his successor in 2020. I'll go down a few of the names. 610-632-0975. Happy Christmas Eve to everybody. We're back after this.
Staying alive, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, and nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Eagles season stays alive after beating the Texans 32-30. Nick Foles set a franchise record throwing for 471 yards. Jake Elliott's field goal sealed the win. Doug Peterson discussed the team today.
This is a team right now. The identity is going to be we're going to try to be more physical than our opponent. We don't necessarily care who gets the credit.
Brian Westbrook joins Mike today for Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Raptors over the weekend 126-101. They'll play the Celtics tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 5:30. Flyers beat the Rangers yesterday 3-2. They play the Lightning on Thursday. Christmas is tomorrow, but there's still time to spread cheer with all new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards. It's the 3D cards that open up to reveal a world of holiday wonder. Find them wherever Hallmark cards are sold. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for all of our Best of Show podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, it is Football Monday, Mike Missinelli Show, Christmas Eve special. Football Monday brought to us by Recovery Centers of America. Call today if you're in need. 1-800-RECOVERY or check them out online at 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. It is time for the Twitter poll update at 3:30. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Who is more important today? The options are Santa and Nick Foles. Over 1,100 votes on this so far. 80% going Nick Foles, 20% saying Santa.
All right. Brian Westbrook will join us at 4 o'clock for a quick hit. His observations of the game and this Nick Foles situation. Ron Jaworski joins us at 5:10. A lot of expert opinions on this. All right. So the theory is, you trade Carson Wentz, you get a substantial return. You sign Nick Foles to the extension. Costs you less than you're paying the Matt Ryans of the world, right? Probably. You've got several years to play with to get your franchise quarterback. Now, this year's class is not good. Next year's class is not bad. Next year's class is headed by the kid from Oregon, Justin Herbert, 6'6", 225.
And couldn't he come out in this one? He just hasn't declared.
So.
He can't?
All right. Jared Stidham from Auburn.
He's not bad.
6'3", 210. There's always Shea Patterson. He's a playmaker, a little smaller. Jake Fromm from Georgia.
He can play.
6'5", 225.
Yeah, he can play.
Tua Tagovailoa.
He's going to be the first one.
From Alabama.
It's huge on.
Daniel Jones from Duke. Very underrated quarterback. 6'5", kid, 215. Kelly Bryant, that young buck at Clemson, will be eligible by then. The guy that they got rid of the other guy for, kid with the long blonde hair, good player.
No.
You know, like him?
That's his name?
No. Kelly Bryant.
Nah, he won't be available.
Yeah, 2020. He's played this year. He's got 19 to play, and then 2020 comes out. Felipe Franks from Florida, 6'5", 227.
Don't know anything about him.
And there's always the kid Florida State who's underachieved, the Francois kid.
Yeah, but there is nothing around him, and I actually think he can play.
All right, well, my point is a lot of quarterbacks, 2020.
Yeah, two of them
will be able another to play. Franchise right there.
Yeah, he
sits for a year or two behind Nicky.
Yeah.
All right. Am I moving you that way?
No.
Oh, listen, we haven't heard a lot of people have asked what has happened to our next caller. He has not been on the line for a really long time. He is the ultimate Nick Foles guy. People have been asking me on Twitter, what happened to Muhammad from Wilmington? Muhammad!
Mike, I can't beat a dead horse.
Muhammad, where you been? It's been like 2 years you've disappeared.
I
get it, but people are asking for you.
Hey, look, man, I love the people, too. I love my Eagles, but you know what I mean? I can't beat a dead horse, and that dead horse, unfortunately, is you, Mike. I can't do that.
Dude, I'm on board. I joined ranks with Muhammad.
Mike, you're a magician. I'm like, this guy can't get any better. I mean, you tell these people that it's a miracle
and they fall face first on the ground about it. Like, yeah, it's a miracle. No, we he is that good. We've seen this before. We act like as if...
We've seen bad before, though, Muhammad. We've seen good and we've seen bad.
Let me talk, Mike. We act like as if the Super Bowl never happened. We act like as if beating the number one defense in the NFL versus the Vikings, shattering them, never happened. He's done this back in freaking Kelly days. I mean, he's done this his entire career. Yeah, he has.
Yeah, not his entire career.
Bad moment.
Not his entire career. Come on, Muhammad. Let's be fair. Not his entire career. Let's go. Come on.
He was in bad situations. Anybody get bad situations.
Bad situations.
Yesterday you were happy that he threw an interception, talking about, like, that doesn't hurt him. Well, everybody...
What do you mean I was happy? I wasn't happy. What are you talking about? I said the interception didn't hurt them. They survived it. They didn't score off it, is what I was trying to say. Come on, Muhammad. You're starting to annoy me now.
Foles makes everyone better. Darren Sproles, everybody was asking for Darren Sproles to retire.
Wait a second. You have waited 2 years to call me, and you waited until after this game. That's the first call you make to say, I told you so? 2 years.
No, not to tell you so. I'm trying to make a case that we should definitely. I know you are.
All right, Muhammad, you made the case. Listen, man, I'm glad you're back on the board. Okay, keep calling. Your boy. As long as your boy's in there, keep calling, Muhammad.
I will keep calling, but I think we should give him an extension, like you said.
All right. So
Carson Wentz. I love Carson Wentz, by the way.
Well, there you go, Muhammad.
He's not the same no more.
I flopped to your side, bro.
I know.
Come on, Mo.
I'm surprised.
I flopped your side, Mo.
By the way, I love how that puppet of yours is sounding like a hurt dog today, a wounded dog today.
Who's that? Who are you talking about?
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know. You know, don't be slandering people on a solemn day like this.
I don't know what he's talking about. What was he talking about?
I think he was taking a veiled shot at you.
Oh, he can take a shot at me, but he should take it directly.
Yeah.
He shouldn't sidestep.
Yeah. See, Muhammad, all of a sudden he grew Foles muscles.
Yeah. Listen, I know you want him to keep calling.
Mm-hmm.
He can take another 2 years as far as I'm concerned. Goodbye and good day, sir.
People
Muhammad.
Have been asking me. The biggest Foles fan out there hasn't called in 2 years. It's Muhammad. He's back. Nick in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, Mike. It's Nick and Hershey. Sorry.
What's up, Nick?
How you doing, Mike?
Good.
And Nat and Devon. And
That's Tyrone, not Devon.
Sorry, Tyrone. I wanted to agree with Tyrone on his opinion, though. This whole Nicky Foles, or what do they call it, Foles in Society,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they're not true Eagles fans. I mean... I understand. I love Nick Foles. I'm wearing his jersey
Correct.
Actually. But it's not about Nick Foles versus Carson Wentz. It's about Nick Foles and how the Eagles go. Personally, I mean, you made a comment earlier, and I licked my chops a little bit when you said Carson Wentz for a first and Saquon. But you gotta give the young man a chance. I mean, unfortunately, he's fallen on some bad luck. But, you know, hey, I still root for Nick Foles. I root for Carson Wentz. If Carson Wentz is out there, I root for him. But, you know, we should just be happy that we're sitting in this situation here, Christmas Eve,
Nick, I get it, but it's bigger than that.
Well, no, I agree.
The situation is bigger than the both of us.
Well, no, I completely agree. I mean, you can't tell me. I've been talking to some Eagles fans today. You can't tell me that Howie Rosen's not sitting there and being like, I wonder what we can get for Carson Wentz. But, I mean, I still think, you know, intangibles go, Carson is the better quarterback. What would be the best, you know, result would be Nick Foles restructures his contract because I think he loves Philly. You could tell
in his press conference. No, his agent's already put out overtures that he's not doing that.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, well, okay. Why would he love Philly to the point where he could come back as a backup for less than they can pay him now?
I agree. But you know what?
His agent would kill him. It's costing the agent money.
Yeah, but of course, but, you know, he doesn't need the money, but no,
a little money.
Well, yeah, I'm just happy where we're sitting.
Mm-hmm. You know, you only made $12 million this year. You think you can live on $12 million?
Come on, Nick. He's in the will somewhere. You know that.
Come on, Nick. Let's go.
Well, Mike, hey, have a Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, Nick, you want to play the play winners?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
sure.
So we've got Mariah Carey's version is in the lead right now. Play a little Mariah Carey, the winner. Taking on the challengers. character. Melting it out. All right, the challenger, Tyrone, coming on the floor now. God, it's a pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Oh, my God. Little drummer boy by Big Crosby.
I have to say, you know, I love Mariah, but Little Drummer Boy, something about that. I know.
You going Drummer Boy?
I'm going Drummer Boy.
All right, Drummer Boy takes the court, wins the game, Tyrone.
It's a great version of that song.
Okay.
I'm partial. I'm a pa-rum-pa-pum-pum guy. I've said that last week.
Yeah, I thought Bing would loom large. Okay.
A soft drum, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum.
Yeah, that's not Mariah's entry in the field. Mariah will be back.
Mariah has another entry into the field. That is correct.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Bing Crosby stays on the court. 610-632-0975. That's how you get into the Mike Mastella Show. Special Christmas Eve show. Glad to spend it with you. We're back after this.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Eve. 3 o'clock hours being brought to you by Corps Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit is good. Now it's Christmas Eve, right? So you think everybody would be in a charming mood? Not so. Just got an email. Nathan Jenkins, NSJ at inname.com. What is that? Inname. INAME.com. What is that?
Inname?
Iname.
Iname.com.
Oh, so it's probably some like...
It's bogus?
Yeah. Well, not bogus, but could be.
It's probably because this is what he says. On Christmas Eve, no less. You speak with such authority on these topics and belittle those who may have a different opinion than you. You can look no further than the last 7 days and you have flip-flopped like a politician to show that you know nothing. You were in the poetry club in high school, weren't you? Newsboy.
Newsboy.
Well, listen, Nathan. Despite my desire to lash back at you, I will say only that you need to research my sports background just a tiny bit more than you have. And even as misguided as you are on Christmas Eve, I wish you and your estranged family nothing but happy holidays. There you go, Nathan. Have fun tonight.
It's not your fault,
Mike. Let's get back to the phones. Thomas and Broomall. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Thomas?
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
So I wanted to talk about the Eagles game.
Yes, sir.
And also the Sixers game. Mm-hmm. One thing I want to say is I like that Tyrone's reaction on Sixers Outsiders about the refs, how like Ben Simmons got called for a foul and there was like three technicals with Embiid and
That was like, the game before Toronto.
No, in Toronto game.
The game the first period Toronto game.
He ended up calling the technical all three stars.
Yeah.
And Tyrone was like, "Yes, they were. They were bad. And I mean, they kind of were bad too against the Eagles. But, I know it's not the refs' fault. We have to say nice things and all that stuff. For you, for instance, are you on the refs or.
I ignore referees. It's a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Frankly, to look at referees and to blame them. There was the one play that Nick Foles obviously got grabbed by the face mask, but there were three calls that were the Eagles deserved. So, and what about, first of all, I'm not so sure that was a penalty, Jadeveon Clowney, when he sacked Nick Foles before that throw. I'm not sure that was a penalty. So, again, if you pay attention, mostly they even out.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think the whole Foles thing, I think we should keep him. Like the other callers were saying, like, you know, if we can get a lot for Wentz, you know, because we have so many other problems with the team, with the secondary and the running backs and stuff. If we can get good positions, you know, for Wentz, and then we'll draft our next franchise quarterback, you know, in 2020. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good road to go on. Mm-hmm. I think we have a better shot, you know, win more games, you know, down the line with Foles. And the whole thing with Foles, too, it's like, you know, he played for us and then he wound up coming back. You know, and it's just a feel-good story. But the other thing is, too, is, you know, with Foles, he would have retired if he didn't come to Philly. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, do you think that if he doesn't play for us next year, you think he's going to retire just like Celek? You know, he played, you know.
Why would he do that? Well, Celek was the end of his career. Foles is in the throes of his career.
Well, you think he's going to play for another team?
Well, of course he is.
You think his feelings are going to change if he doesn't play for the Eagles?
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, but this is before he's got success. He's worth $25 to $30 million now. Well, how could you retire? You can't retire.
Yeah, I get that.
All right. You want to play winners?
I'm good.
Thomas is good, too. Yeah. What is this sentimentality? Nick doesn't want to play for any other team but the Eagles, so he'll turn down $25 million? Will there people be doing that?
These people are out of their minds with this. He demanded a raise this year to be the backup. Yeah, he's now going to go into free agency.
Yeah.
Coming off of this high and say, you know what, Eagles? I know I can get $25 to $30 million. I'm going to hook you guys up with a discount. Please understand, you're either paying Wentz or you're paying Foles. Uh-huh. Not paying one of them is not an option. Foles right, will come back for $12 million.
You're paying Foles probably less than you're paying Wentz.
You're probably paying him $25 million.
Yeah.
Right. Rather than 30.
So you're saving a little. You're getting a bounty for Wentz. You're drafting another franchise quarterback, which come along all the time. Now, Carson Wentz is not the last franchise quarterback that's going to come up the pike. He's just not. And the way circumstances have evolved, I get the best of both worlds. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike. Merry Christmas.
What's going on, Drew?
Hey, man. I pretty much am a big believer in a lot of what you say. So am I now to believe that we're on the Foles train? Is that what I have to go with?
That's what you're going with.
Yeah, I just want to make sure because, you know, last week it was a little bit different with the whole, you know, keep Wentz and get rid of Foles. But I want to believe what you believe too, Mike. And I'm thinking keeping Wentz is still the better option than keeping Foles.
Then that's what you believe. What I'm witnessing is miracle play. This team was not a good team. He took over. All of a sudden, they're a good team. Now I pay attention to stuff like that. This is real stuff. This is not David Blaine pulling a string out of his belly. All right. This is like a white robe, tattered white robe and sandals type of stuff.
Yeah, but do you think that can last? I mean, is he going to play that?
I don't know, but I got to make a decision now. So, if Carson Wentz is going to stay healthy, I mean, you can ask a million questions. I got to go with the data I have. I know two things. Number one, I can get a bounty for Carson Wentz, right? You believe that.
I would think right? I would hope so, yeah.
Second thing you know is they seem to play very well with Nick Foles as the quarterback. And he's 29 years old.
29.
So, Drew, you tell me.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. It's fine by me. But, like, I'm telling you, I've been converted.
You've been converted. All right. Well, then I'm going to go with you, Mike. I'm going
to
be.
Now you don't have to go to me with me. Stick to your guns. I'm not trying to convert you. I'm just telling you how I feel after watching this improbable stuff. In front of me.
Yeah, it has been an amazing run here these last two games. I hope it continues.
Drew, let's play winners with you. All right, we have Little Drummer Boy by Bing Crosby is the winner on the court. So play Little Drummer Boy. Hold on a second. Okay, play Little Drummer Boy. Here we go. All right, that's Little Bing Crosby piping it up.
They told me pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
There it is. All right, that's the winner on the court. Here's the challenger taking the floor now.
Oh, little
That's the Big E. That's the Big E. Elvis, Old Little Town of Bethlehem versus the little drummer boy, Bing Crosby. Who wins it?
Is the Bing Crosby one with David Bowie, or is it just the Bing Crosby
it's just
one?
Straight Little Drummer Boy with Bing.
I'm still going Little Drummer Boy.
All right, Little Drummer Boy survives a Titan challenge.
It's a tough one.
That was a heavy hitter.
This
heavy
one, this one overtime, and Little Drummer Boy had to win by two.
There you go.
Bing survives. We'll take a break. Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
A theme identity. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Family Jewelers. What's the most important name to know when ring shopping? The name Family and Company Jewelers, Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. The Eagles season stays alive after beating the Texans 32-30 yesterday. Nick Foles set a franchise record throwing for 471 yards. Jake Elliott's field goal sealed the win. Doug Peterson discussed the identity of the team.
This is a team right now. The identity is going to be we're going to try to be more physical than our opponent. We don't necessarily care who gets the credit.
Brian Westbrook joins Mike at 4, Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Raptors over the weekend 126-101. They'll play the Celtics tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 5:30. Flyers beat the Rangers yesterday 3-2. They play the Lightning on Thursday. Christmas is tomorrow, but there's still time to spread cheer with all new Hallmark Paper Wonder cards, the 3D cards that open up to reveal a world of holiday wonder. Find them wherever Hallmark cards are sold. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app to see all of our daily best of show podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
The Mike Misinelli Show on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.